Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Aleph, we are at the second to last line on Ayin Ches, about to turn on to page 156. The Mechaber says in the Sifches, Lo Yetze B'machar HaTchuva Lo B'Bigdo. So the Mechaber says, and it's talking about a man, we'll discuss an Isha later on, a man cannot go out with a needle stuck into his garment. And there's two types of needles. There's a needle with a hole, which is be'ikr used for sewing, and then there's a needle without a hole, which is used as an adornment and be'ikr for nashim. So the Mechaber here is saying a general thing, lo yetze b'machar atchuv lo b'bigdo, a man cannot go out with a needle that is stuck into his garment, lo bein nekuva bein she'en nekuva. Whether it is a needle that has a hole or a needle that does not have a hole. The imyatza, if he goes out, then it depends. Benekuva chayiv. If he goes out with a needle that has a hole, then he is chayiv daraisa. Ubisha'ena nekuva, it's pater. Then he is asim adirabanan, pater al asir. The yesh omrim lehepech, some say it's the exact opposite. So let's see the Mishabura to get some clarity. Sif katan lamed lo yetze, a man cannot go out with a needle stuck into his garment. Sif ze mairi afilu bistam adam she'enu uman. This sif is discussed. A regular person that's not a tailor, he's not a specially trained person in sewing. The Ein LeKamon B'Sif Yud Beis, we'll discuss in Uman later on, Emir Tzashem in Sif Yud Beis. B'Bigdo, he should not go out with a needle stuck into his garment. Aval Im Hotzia B'Yado Chayev B'Chol Inyan. If he goes with it in his hand, he's carrying out a needle, he's Chayev no matter what kind of needle it is. Ha'ish V'Ha'isha, whether it's a man or a woman, B'Nekuva B'Sheina Nekuva, whether it's a needle with a hole or without a hole. If you're holding it in your hand, and that's a normal way of carrying it out on Shabbos, and you will be chayiv. Here we're discussing he's not carrying it out, but rather it's stuck into his garment. So the Mechaber said, whether it's nekuva or ain't a nekuva, it's not allowed. So the Mishabruah says in Sefkat Lamed Beis, Bein she'en nekuva, even if there's no hole, demachat lo have tachshid leish b'chol gavni. A needle is not considered a tachshid, it's not an adornment for a man in any case. V'lochein yesh isura l'kulyama, therefore everyone agrees, it is asr for a man to go out with a needle in his garment that does not have a hole in it, because that for an isha would be a tachshid, and for a man it's not a tachshid. But the difference is, according to the first shita, is that b'nekuva chayiv. Sivkatan lamed gimel, if it's a needle with a hole, then a man will be chayiv. Svir le ledei azo, this shita holds, the bi'ish dino kemo bi'isha, that the halacha of a man is just like by an isha, which we'll see later in Simon Shin Gimel Sivtes. The nekuva have a derech hotza'a lefrakim, kishituchuva b'bigda. That for an isha, to go out with a needle that has a hole in it is derech hotzah for her sometimes when it is stuck into her garment. And therefore, for a man as well, and therefore he will be chayiv. Aval be'ena nekuva pater, but a man going out with a needle stuck into his garment that does not have a hole, which for an isha would be a tachshit, for a man it's not a tachshit, and therefore he's pater. The lav derech hotzai lahotzi kashutacha bebigdo. That's not the normal way for a man to go out with a needle without a hole is stuck into his garment. Ki in biyado. Rather, the more normal way for a man to carry out such a needle would be in his hand. Umashe kasa v'yesh omrim behepech. And that which the Mechaber say, some say the opposite. Taimum, their reasoning is, the svir lehu they hold, the be'ish, by a man, machat nekuva lav derech hotzohi kashitchuva b'bigdo. When there is a needle that has a hole in it, it's not the way of a man to go out with it in his garment. She genai hu lo she yomru olav shu machat, shu chayit. Because it's a genai, when you go out with a needle in your garment that has a hole in it, people are going to say that you are a tailor. People don't necessarily want that being said about them. Aval be'ena nekuva, when there is no hole in the needle, derech hu lefrakim af b'chol. It's sometimes normal for a man to go out with a needle without a hole, even during the week. Kishemotza bashuk litcho bebigdo. When he finds it in the market, he might stick it into his garment. Kishiyesh lo tzarech lachzos boshina v'chiyagavna. If he might need the needle to use as a toothpick, so he might stick it into his garment. So that would be a more normal way, and therefore he will be chayiv. The ayin b'magen Avram shemasik. Look in the magen Avram that comes out l'maskona. The hakol l'fi hazman. It always goes according to the time. Im darkon lotzeis kach b'chol. If this is the normal way to go out during the week, v'lo have a tachshin, and it's not an adornment, have a derech hotzaaso b'kach v'chayiv. It's considered carrying it out the normal way, and then you will be chayiv midaraisa. V'im ein derech hotzaaso b'kach. If it's not the normal way to carry out that needle b'chol during the week, So then it's patra aval aser mishum de'eno tachshit. Then it will be patra aval aser because it's not considered a tachshit. The kasav o, the Magen Avraham writes further. The imrov ha'olam ein darkon lohotzi bekach. If most of the world does not carry it out like that, afal pi she'anshei mokum echer motzim bekach. Even though the people of one place do carry it out that way, patra aval aser, it will be aser only midrabbanan. The atam mishum de batla daitin etzel kol adam. The reason is because we say for the people that carry it out normally that way, that's butler daitim, there, mahalach is considered nullified to the rest of the world. Now I'd like to read note number 27. It's really on the Bir Halacha, but I'd like to just skip to note number 27. Visichas bitachon, that is a safety pin. Osicha regil, or any kind of regular pin. Rav Nissen Karel, it says, Shevadai mutter letaltalon, that is mutter to be carried out on Shabbos. Shekevan shekol matoras asiyosan. Since the whole purpose of a safety pin and the like, he letzore chibur chelke beged. A safety pin is there to connect two parts of a garment. So vadai shebetelo sein lebeged, it's for sure considered nullified to the garment. It's like part of the garment. Vitiltulon mutter, and carrying it is permissible. Lamisha mechaber behenas begodav. So if someone has a part of a garment that's being attached with a safety pin, that would be 100% mutter to go out with it on Shabbos, even if there's no Erev. V'chein kasa v'shuven Shabbos gilchasa b'shem aktsos hashulchan. So that is mutter, that's a safety pin that's being used. It's like a button. You're allowed to carry a button on your garment. That's normal. So it says in this in Karel, the safety pin is the same thing. If it's holding together your garment, that's considered a normal part of the garment, and that is mutter. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber Siftes, and we're going to move from needles to rings. So there's two types of rings, just like there were two types of needles. The two types of rings are, one is a regular ring that women normally wear as a tachshit, and then there's a type of ring that has a chosev, it has a, like a signet ring, it has a stamp on it, and that was more normal for men to go out, and they would stamp sometimes that stamp on envelopes or different things. So the Mechaber says in Ziftes, Lo yetze betabas she'ein aleha chosem. A man cannot go out with a ring that does not have a signet on it. He can't go out with a regular ring. V'im yotze chayev, if a man goes out with a regular ring on Shabbos, the Mechaber says he's chayev midaraisa. V'im yesh aleha chosem, but if it's a ring that has on it a chosem, there's a stamp on that ring, so then l'rashi he's potter, meaning it's only asa midrabanan, u'l'rabbeinu tam u'l'haramba mutter. And according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, it's 100% mutter. De'eino tachshit el ish. Since a ring with a chosim on it is only a tachshit for an ish, so it's not only 100% a regular tachshit for him, which is mutter, there's not even a gzeira according to them that he might come to show it and take it off, because men don't normally do that according to the shita. Avotavishu tachshit li'ish u'le'isha, but something that would be theoretically a tachshit both for a man and a woman, that would be aser gam le'ish. So even though they hold a man doesn't normally take something off to show it, but if it's a tachshit for a man and a woman, so then, do you mind closing that? Thank you so much. If it's a tachshit for a man and a woman, so then it would be aser even for the men. We would say a low plug. The Ramah says, "V'ayin lekamon simin shin gimel sif yud ches." So let's see the Mishnah Berurah beginning in Sif Katan Lamedalish Ein Alei Achosam. The first thing the Mechaber said was, a man cannot go out with a ring that doesn't have a stamp on it. Dahave rak tachshit leisha. That's only considered an adornment which is permissible for an isha. Aval leish have masui. But if a man goes out with a ring on his finger without a stamp on it, that's considered a load. That's not a normal tachshit for a man. Umairi koze shotzio kushumunach al etzbo. We're talking about over here where he's wearing the ring on his finger. That's going to be an issur daraisa. The ibiyado mamish, if he's actually holding it in his hand, afil yesh olav chosem chayv l'kuyama. Then even if there is a stamp on it, that will be chayv daraisa according to everyone. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, not only holding it in your hand, which is for sure chayv daraisa according to everyone, but even a man wearing a ring on his hand that doesn't have a chosem, that will be an issur daraisa for a man. It's a talshit for an isha, but not for a man. Sif katan lamin hevi im yotze chayv. Therefore, if the man goes out with a regular ring on his finger, he's chayav midaraisa. Umikri derech hotza al etzba'o. Why is that called derech hotza? Does a man go out with a ring during the week that is considered a regular way of hotza? Says the Mishnah Berurah, yes. Mipnei shelefa'amim nosenes isha labaylo loholicha le'uman lasakno. Sometimes a woman will give her husband her ring to bring to the professional to fix. And instead of carrying it in his hand, they'll put it on his finger just for the way there. So that's considered a normal way for a man to carry a ring during the week, because sometimes his wife asks him a favor and he puts it on just to carry it there. So therefore, on Shabbos, wearing it that way is considered a regular way of wearing it. Chayiv d'oraisa. V'imkein af b'chol havederech hotzah b'kach v'chayiv. So therefore, even during the week, it's considered derech hotzah, and therefore, carrying it that way on Shabbos, you are chayiv, because it's not a tachshit for you, so you're not allowed to wear it, you're wearing it the regular way, so that would be an iser daraisa. However, there is an interesting bir halacha over here. If you look at the bir halacha, the im yotza chayiv, ayin bebeis Yosef b'shem Rabbeinu Yeruchim v'hiskim imo. Look in the Beis Yosef that he brings out b'shem the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and the Beis Yosef agrees with him. The kayom nowadays shederech hanoshim lotzeis b'chol b'tabas she'ein aleha chosim, that it's the way of men to go out during the week with regular rings, even without a stamp on it. Hu bechlal tachshit, even for a man, is considered an adornment. Hu poter aval aser, would only be aser midrabanan. So that's an important bialoch over there. Here we're not going with it in the Mechaber, but that's the Beis Yosef brings b'shem Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Continues the Mishaburis of Katan La'Midvav. So we explained so far in the Mishabur the first case, forget the Bir Halacha for a moment, the Mechaber says you can't go out if you are a man with a regular ring, and if you go out, you're Chayav Midaraisa. What if it has a stamp on it, has a chosim, which is normal way for a man? So then we had a machlokas, according to Rashi, it's Patr Aval Aser, it's Aser Midrabanan, and according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, it's 100% Mutter. Explains the Mishaburis of Katan La'Midvav. L'Rashi, it's Patr, Pirish, Patr Aval Aser Midrabanan. Again, it's Patr from the Chattas, but it's Aser Midrabanan. The after tabas sheyesh alei achosim utalshel leish, even though it's true, a ring with a stamp on it is considered an adornment for a man. Shekein darko b'chol lachtom bo b'igaros, because it is the normal way for a man to wear it during the week, to use it as a stamp on his letters. Mikoma ko aser, but still it's aser midrabanan. And the reason is the gazrinan dilma shalef umachvi. He might take it off to show it to someone. Va'asi la'asuyeh dal ramos, and he might come to carry it 4 amos in the Rishas Rabin. Ukemo bekol tachshite isha de gazer mishumze. Just like any adornment for women that we'll get to, that if they might take it off and show it to someone, it's asam de rabbanim. So though he's wearing a ring with a stamp, which is normal for a man to go out with a ring with a stamp, the rabbanon asked it because he might show it off. So if Katan Lamizayin is going on the second sheet, which is Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, they say it's 100% mutter. Why is that? Svir lohu Lamed Zayin, they hold the Be'ish lo gazrinan dilma shalef umachli. They hold by a man, that's not the way of a man to take things off to show them, and therefore there is no gzeira. So if it's a normal way for a man to wear a signet ring, it's 100% mutter, and it's not even asa d'rabbonim. Lefi shein darko b'kach, it's not the way of a man to take things off and show it to people. Aval dover shu tachshit li'ish u'li'isha. But as the Mechaber ended off with something that is a tachshit both for men and women, so gam l'didhu aser, then even Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam would agree that it is aser. Mishum delo plug rabbonim, the rabbonim without mechalik, v'asaru gam b'ish. Something that's worn by men and women, and it's a tachshit for both, since for women they might take it off and show it, even though the men will not show it, it's a low plug, and if it's aser for women, it's also aser for men. But the case over here is a signet ring, which is only derech of a malbush, of a tachshit for a man, and therefore we don't make exera just for men, they might take it off, and therefore they hold, in our case of the Mechaber, it will be 100% mutter. The Rama ended this sif and said, V'ayin l'kamon simin shin gimel sif yudches. Simin shin gimel, as we probably figured already, is the sugya, the simin about women going out with different things on Shabbos. So says the Mishaburis of Katan Lamed Ches, Hainu Desham Nisbar Heich Linhog Bazebiz Manenu. There is discussed how we should be knowing Lagabe these in Yonim nowadays. Umash Misham De'ein Limchos Be'ish Hanose Osam. It's Mashm over there that one should not protest against the man who is carrying out rings in this way. Ubechidushe Rekiv Eger Kasa Hashem. Rekiv Eger writes over there, De Bal Nefesh Yochush Le'atzmo Shalolotzeis B'tabas Klal. That a man who's a Baal Nefesh should be concerned for himself and not go out with rings whatsoever. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud. Continuation of our discussion about rings. Tabash Shekavua Ba'evin. Let's say there is a ring that has a stone in it, an expensive stone. V'cheinim ksuvim ba'osios. Or if the ring has letters written on it, se'ein aleha chosa mikri. That's called a regular ring. That's not called a signet ring. And therefore, like we said before in the last sif, that would be an issa d'oraisa for a man to go out with it. Shelo nikra chosam elim kein chakukim ba'osios otsuros. It's not called a ring with a chosam unless it has engraved in it letters or pictures. So it's very important important mishabura over here, but let's chazer the mechaber one more time. So again, we discussed the chiluk in siftes between a ring that doesn't have a chosim and a ring that doesn't have a chosim. But what exactly makes a ring with a chosim? It has to be that it has carved into it letters or pictures. But if it only has a stone or letters written on it, that's considered a regular ring, which would be an issur daraisa. Says the mishabura sifkat lamites. Ella im kain ti yochel lachtom bo igros. It has to be that the ring has a stamp on it that you're able to stamp letters with. Sivkatan men. It's only considered a stamp if it has letters that are chakukim. It has letters or pictures that are carved into it. Vehu adin im haosios al hatabos boltos. Zakta mishabura. It's not only if the letters are engraved inside the ring. If they're sticking out of the ring, they're bullet, it's also going to be the same thing. That's also going to be considered a tabash yesh b'chosam. As long as the letters are not written, they're either engraved or they're sticking out, that will be considered a signet. D'yavo achar kach al hashava shokeya. Because then when you stamp that ring that has letters sticking out onto wax, it makes an engravement in the wax. So whatever, if the ring has letters sticking out, then it's engraved in the wax. If it's engraved in the ring, then it's sticking out in the wax. That's how these stamps work. So either way, it's going to be considered a tabas sheyesh ale chosim. So says the Mishabura again, hu adin ma osios ala tabos botos. The same thing as if the letters are sticking out, the yavo achakach ala shava shokeya. Then it comes in the wax and it's sticking in. So gam kein mikri tabash yesh b'chosem. That's also considered tabash yesh b'chosem, again, which is more lenient for a man. Elo denokar chakukin. So why does the Mechaber choose the case where the letters or the pictures are only engraved? If it's the same thing, if they're engraved or sticking out, why does he say only engraved? So says the Mishabura, it mentions engraved because of the case of the pictures. The bebolten, if you have pictures sticking out of your ring, sometimes that's an isra of avodah zarah. You're not allowed to have engraved things. You're not allowed to have engravements, pictures of people. So sometimes if the picture is not engraved, it's not going in, it's rather sticking out, that will be a problem of having tsuros in your house, which is usr even during the week. Kigon shehitzura shleima shel adam. For example, if there's a form of a person, so that's usr. So if there's a ring that has a form of a person that's bolate, that's forbidden. So we're not discussing that. That's why the Mechaber Bedafka discusses chakukin, that they're engraved in, not that they're bolate. The same thing would apply, but bolate stam has other isurim, so we're not addressing it. Ukedisa bi yaredeya simen kuf mem aleph sivhei. V'yesha pirshu, and some explain otherwise. Dahai tsuros lo airi b'tsuros adam klal. Some say, no, that's not what we're discussing over here. We're not discussing a signet ring that has pictures on it of people. O kigon shehoyo rak partsuf mitzad echad. Or it's talking about a case that there are people, but their faces of people only from one side, so it wouldn't be an iser. Dezelu kuyama rashai lasos. That, according to everyone, you are allowed to make. Ben bolate ben shokeya, whether it's going in or it's going out, that's 100% fine. That's not getting into any kind of making forms. So why does it mention chakukin in the Mechaber according to the Shita? Umadin noka chakukin or chadim milsa noka. It's just telling us the more common way. It was more common to have rings that are going in. The letters are pictures are engraved inside the ring. But who adin, if they're sticking out, it's the same thing. Those will all be called signet rings according to the second Shita. The reason we're only mentioning the ones that go in is that's the normal way. According to the first Shita, it's bedafka those, because the ones with the pictures are sticking out, some pictures are usher to have, so we're not addressing those cases. We will stop here and continue with Sif Yud Aleph and Mitzvah Shem next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.